In less than 1 week, about 2,000 of Sadr movement followers staged their second demonstration in Baghdad to protest against the so-called security deal between Iraq and the US. Chanting anti-US slogans, the demonstrators called for complete withdrawal of occupiers from their country.
We reject this agreement, this deal, as they call, is another facet of the occupation. It will lead to endless presence of the occupiers in our country.
The demonstration is held as the US officials have started an intense campaign to convince their Iraqi counterpart to approve the draft of the security deal.
We don't need others to tell us what to do with our country. This deal is a mask to hide the real intentions of the occupiers.
The deal is due to replace the UN mandate that governs the presence of the US-led forces in Iraq and will expire on December 31st. Iraqi officials stress that there are many sticking points which are in breach of Iraq's sovereignty.
No nation is ready to accept such a deal. Would the Americans accept this deal if we were occupying their country? This is our country, and we will take it back from the occupation forces.
Meanwhile, religious leaders of Iraq have always condemned the so-called security deal, saying that the occupiers intend to turn Iraq into their permanent base in the Middle East. By holding demonstrations like this, the people of Iraq have already stated their stance towards the deal. And now, the ball in the Iraqi officials' court. Usam Al-Bayati, Press TV, from the capital, Baghdad.